31st. All sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We continue in our series on Mega Grace, and we continue in our message, The Heart of Grace. This will be part three. Yeah, the more I study and read about grace, I find there's more to say about it. The Bible says that Jesus himself was full of grace and truth. And he is our study. He is the one we emulate. He is the one whose nature we carry, we bear. Amen? When you get to Hebrews chapter 3, we started last time to speak about conditions of the heart. Now, I really want to establish this fact that any dealings of God with us, any real dealings of God with us, are going to pass through our heart. Anything that God deals with you on or concerning, he deals with you concerning your heart. Sometimes we mistake information for revelation. Amen. But we talked about two conditions, two primary conditions that can be in the heart. One is that of pride. We talked about that. And the other is that of fear. And in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12, we see the Lord speaking through Paul to the Israelites. He said in verse 12, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end." He says, take heed lest there be in any of you an evil heart. God calls a heart of unbelief evil. To God, a heart of unbelief is evil. We touched on the verse in Romans that says that if anything that is not of faith is sin. Even in this context here, God speaking to these people, he says, take heed lest there be an evil heart of unbelief in you in departing from the living God. Now, these people weren't leaving the church. They weren't going back into the taverns, into the world, back to their old life. They were still in the church, but they were departing from the living God because of an evil heart of unbelief. These were God's people. These were God's children. These were those who had received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, but their heart had become evil through unbelief. God calls it an evil heart of unbelief. How important is it for us to be those that live by faith? The just shall live by faith. If you allow your heart to be hardened and to be filled with unbelief, we spoke last time about how some people make excuses for not believing God, which ultimately come excuses for not obeying God. And these are God's children. You'll be in the family. You're going to go to heaven, but your heart, the condition of your heart. See, again, let me just, again, for the sake of foundation, your spirit, when you were born again, was saved. In other words, your spirit In your spirit, man, your recreated spirit, there is no sin nature. There's no sin nature in there. The sins that believers commit now are based upon their belief systems. From your spirit is perfect, it's complete, and you are righteous. Well, I feel like shouting. We need to get the choir back up here to, you know, just those words are liberating. See, you can't bind me up. My lack of expertise in something don't bind me up. My performance can't determine whether I'm righteous or not. Because the finished work of Christ has made me righteous. I can't add to it and I can't take away from it. You can't add to it and you can't take away from it. It's a finished work, it's settled in heaven. That has to be the foundation upon which you stand. Your standing doesn't change. Your state is variable. And most believers today base their righteousness on their state. Sometimes you feel righteous because you did some stuff right. Some stuff went in your favor. So now you think God is smiling on you. But when things go wrong, you think, some people think God's their enemy. How are you going to trust somebody you think is your enemy? So there's a foundation, and this is what this whole grace message is about. And of course, we seek the balance because grace does not excuse us. Grace empowers us. But there's a way to resource the grace. In the book of Job, it says there is a vein for the gold. There are certain places where you can go and you can find a vein, and you have to be able to resource that. You have to have the tools to get down in there to access that. Well, there's a way to access the grace, to have the life that God has promised us in His Word. You can probably look over the scope of your life and see areas where, well, that ain't the promise of God. You know, that ain't what God promised. Well, it's not God's fault. Tell somebody it's no shortage on God's part. It's because somewhere you have not accessed the grace. Again, in one of the earlier messages, Jesus did everything He did on this earth as a man. He didn't have wings. He didn't have a halo. He didn't go around glowing like a light bulb. As a matter of fact, they couldn't even identify Jesus in some situations. Which one is He? He had to identify Himself and say, I am He. Isaiah said there was no comeliness. He wasn't the most handsome man ever to live. You know, some people think that, like all these calendars and that. No. His visions, he had no comeliness that we would desire Him. Born in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, the rags they used to wipe the mules and the animals down. He was wrapped in that when He came into the planet. But yet He was the Son of God. And everything that He did here, He did as a man. Every miracle that was wrought, He did it in a way that you and I can do the same thing. Because He accessed the grace. And so we follow His example. And we're living in a time where this is only going to increase. Amen. The light is going to increase. The anointing, the favor of God on His people is only going to increase. As the world gets darker, our light is going to shine brighter and brighter. That glory is going to manifest more and more in our hearts. Amen. Just like Egypt and Goshen, when the plagues were coming on Egypt, Goshen had light. Goshen had plenty. The word said a dog wouldn't wag his tongue. In other words, a dog wasn't going to try to bite anybody in Goshen. That's how much peace it was. While plagues were falling all over Egypt, where God's people were, there was peace. Amen? So we talked about pride last time, pride and a little bit about fear. Pride leaves a person restricted to his own abilities. Pride leans on the arm of the flesh. Now remember, flesh is our own ability. Grace is God's ability. I'll take God's ability every time. See, because you're gifted, you can get some stuff done. But you can't do it like God does it. He tells us, your eyes haven't seen. Your ears haven't heard. Neither has entered your heart what I have in store for you. You're satisfied with what you can do. Pride will always have an excuse for not believing God. I'll say it again. Pride will always have an excuse for not believing God, which becomes an excuse for not obeying God. And I'm going to tell you something, that's not humility. That is not humility. As a matter of fact, it becomes evil unbelief. That's why the word says God resists the proud. And he's not talking about people in the world, he's talking about his children. He loves you, but he has to resist you when you become prideful. Now, faith, on the other hand, is a response to God's character. It believes. In other words, when you believe God, let me say it this way, you believe God is honest. In other words, Lord, I believe what you said, you mean it. You're not lying to me. You're not trying to trick me. This ain't some trick question. This ain't something in small writing. No, Lord, I believe what you said, you mean. That's what faith says. Faith says that it believes God is honest. Unbelief, on the other hand, is a matter of saying that you don't believe that God is honest. Hello? I don't know how long the Lord will have. I think we're going to be on this a long time with the heart, because we're going to get into the heart, really into the heart, and how to, see, sometimes your heart is affected because the anointing that's in your spirit has to pass through your heart. See, you, as a matter of fact, in your spirit, in the spirit realm, you have already been blessed. God gave you everything you will ever need. Hello? It's in you. Tell somebody it's in you. We've used faith over the last decades for things. I'm believing God for this. And it's not wrong, but there's a much bigger picture and a need to use your faith to access his grace. If I might share this little testimony, my son was sharing some stuff with my wife and I last night, some real exciting things that are happening. But we were coming to church this morning, I said, our son is experiencing that word serendipity. In other words, he's just walking in a way that is pleasing to God. He's not seeking after a whole lot of things. He's just walking in a way, but in that path, he's having happy discoveries. Stuff has overtaken him. Opportunities knocking on his door. People are coming across his path. That's that serendipity we're talking about. See, when you use your faith properly to access grace, you don't have to pursue a lot of things. They're going to pursue you. Huh? Everywhere I go and everything I do, wealth overtakes me. Now, come on, that's our confession. Prosperity follows me. Stuff finds me. While I look for Jesus, it's looking for me. That's grace. See, that's grace. That's the Zoe life. That's the abundant life that God has called us to. Instead of the Gentiles seek after all this other stuff. They do a diligent search. They spend their time, their energy, everything, their money, seeking after these things. And the Lord said, don't seek these things. These things I will add to you if you seek first my kingdom. All right. Unbelief doesn't believe in the honesty of God. Go into the Hebrews chapter 2. Let's look at verse 14. For as much as then the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 14 of Mega Grace, the Heart of Grace, part 3. The scriptures state that Jesus is full of grace and truth. We carry the stature of Jesus. He is the only one we emulate. God deals with us concerning our heart in all situations. There are two conditions of the heart, and they are pride and fear. We cannot afford to allow either to settle in our heart. God has enabled us to cast those things down. Luke 10 and 19 states, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." You have the grace to overcome and live victoriously. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.